Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, as we've been saying all morning long here on the Weekend Edition, it has been a week, hasn't it? It's also been quite a day. But I got to tell you, between Fannie Willis and Letitia James, you know, I get it. I mean, they're anti-Trump. I get it. But at the same time, I can't help but think that they're just kind of building their own little cottage industry about things. You know, because a lot of the times it seems like it's all about them. It's about, look what I did. I'm conquering Donald Trump and this kind of thing. But I think people are seeing through a lot of that, folks. I really, really do. All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition of the show, and we've been literally racing through the first 2 hours of the show. Here we are. Hour number three begins, and we have so much to talk about. Just a moment, we'll be talking with our good friend, Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com is the website. Also, check out the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. When you go over to Denise's website, you'll see all the great articles, the other materials that she has there. Also, I want to give a shout-out, thank you so much, to Bill, listening on AM 930 at WLSS in Sarasota. And thanks so much for the message. We're going to try to incorporate some of this here with our discussion with Denise about this fraud trial, quote unquote, the fraud trial. So I appreciate the message very, very much. Also, we appreciate Eric's call during the last segment. And as a matter of fact, Eric, we just heard from Mark, who's listening up in the DPRC, otherwise known as the Democrat People's Republic of Connecticut, as he says. And he says it was great to hear from Eric again. He always has great information, and hopes that, again, you call back again real soon. So thanks to Mark up there listening in Connecticut. Thanks to Bill. Thanks to Eric. And thanks to you for listening, folks. I'll tell you one thing. This is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. And, of course, we've got Denise Simon, which makes everything complete this morning. Good morning again, Denise.
Thanks. Good morning.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, we're just making real progress here on the Weekend Edition. And, of course, the big thing, obviously, is the Trump decision. Now, there was a question earlier, too, and back in, and Bob had called in, and he talked about the absence of a jury in this case. And from what I can find, it looks like, you know, the Trump people were saying that they couldn't have a jury, but some are saying they could have requested one. What's the reality here?
No, not in this particular case. There could be one.
Because you would think if you could get a jury trial and your lawyers didn't ask for one, well, that's a huge problem in and of itself. But it seems like they were going down that road anyway, that they couldn't have one.
No, they couldn't.
Yeah. But, again, now this judgment is there. Donald Trump can't run his company for 3 years. His sons can't do it for 2 years. You know, this is all coming from a prosecutor who said that she was basically going to get Trump. I mean, in what universe does this not look like just a political hack job?
Well, it's the very thing that Putin has done to all of his dissenters and people that are against them. It's the exact same thing. When the Soviet Union broke up, and a lot of businesses were bought out there privately, including my kind of distant buddy Bill Browder, and if you haven't read his books, I suggest you read his books. But if you can't, then just go over and look at his Twitter or X feed. You know, what happened to Bill Browder's lawyer, Sergei Magnitsky, such that we have the Magnitsky Act. It's the exact same thing of what Putin has done to people, including Alexei Navalny. So, you know, in this case, I would say to pretty much every large business in New York, you know, change your headquarters. You
right.
know, move your headquarters out of New York and, you know, put them in a free state, Tennessee, Florida, Texas,
right.
South Dakota.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, what they could probably expect is, and this is Monty Python fans out there, what they could expect really is like a Spanish Inquisition to come through into their company and just absolutely tear them apart if they don't follow, perchance, perhaps a particular political guideline.
I listened to Letitia James's closing remarks yesterday, or, you know, her press release, I should say.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the big speech, yeah.
Yeah, and it was disgusting, especially, you know, her last words. She didn't quite say it the exact way, but she was eventually saying that nobody is above the law. It'll be applied equally. Well, that's hardly the case.
Right.
Hardly the case. And I'll give you another for instance here. They have arrested, just a couple of days ago, this FBI informant that was doing work on all things Biden. And this FBI informant, by the way, is a former FBI agent. And they arrested him for giving false statements, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's an interesting thing. Where was one of the biggest false statements that we tend to forget? Christopher Steele. Anybody remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Well, everything in that dossier was false. Why isn't there an arrest warrant for Christopher Steele? And the United States can actually issue one.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course.
Not, did they?
Well, that's right, because it's not everyone is, you know, equal under the law or being looked at by the law. Exactly.
No.
That has now become just a phrase that especially the far left says, trying to make you think that there's a lot more legitimacy to just targeting Trump. And this is crazy.
Well, and you know, let's take it a bit further. You know, it was a couple of years ago that Biden was asked about, you know, if something happens to Alexei Navalny, and he was pretty much setting a red line, Biden was. Okay, well, where are you now?
Right.
So somebody asked him about it yesterday, and he goes, well, you know, in all this time, we have issued a lot of things, sanctions and so forth, a lot of punishments against Putin. Well, hasn't worked out still, has it? Because
nope. Well, I'll tell you what, stay right there, Denise. We're going to hit the break here. Folks, we're coming right back. More with Denise Simon. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We are just cruising through the weekend edition, everybody. We got Denise Simon, of course, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We have a lot more to tell you about. And by the way, looks like, again, from Rasmussen Reports, 9% of, of voters believe Joe Biden's presidency has been a complete success. He's got 9%. Of the people out there, 40% of likely voters believe that his term has been successful, but I guess not a complete success. But get this, folks, 58% view the Biden presidency as unsuccessful. 40% of those people say it's a complete failure. Well, Denise, with numbers like that, I mean, the GOP should be crushing everything at this point, don't you think?
Well, the 9% are probably all the government employees.
Well, that's right. Yeah, they have some vested interest in the... That's right. Yeah, you're exactly right about that. But it's a pretty daunting numbers. And then, of course, when you look at another poll that I mentioned earlier, two-thirds of the workers say their incomes haven't kept up with inflation. So, I mean, you know, to say that everything is okay out there would be a complete, total mischaracterization, I think.
Which is pretty much what Biden said yesterday in East Palestine. Everything's going to be okay. Well, it's not.
Right. And he drank the water. Or at least he drank some water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that water was sitting there waiting for him. He came in and talked to the people, and then he sat down. I'm going to drink the water now. And, you know, Come on, man. I mean, you know, Donald Trump was there weeks following that, buying everybody McDonald's. I mean, he was actually there when in the immediate aftermath of this.
Yeah, he showed in a semi-truck, showed up a couple of days before Trump got there. What was on that semi-truck? Medicines, laundry detergents, water. I mean, he came bringing stuff.
Well, you know, what's also very relevant here, too, and that is that this area in East Palestine, they voted pretty much overwhelmingly for Trump. And even at the time when this happened, that was pointed out. And I just, you know, the level of politics in this is just unbelievable.
Yeah, so why wasn't Pete Buttigieg there with Biden yesterday?
Well, that's right.
Never mind.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah. But he can stay out of the spotlight for all we care. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we do have a direct message, and thanks again to Bill, listening on WLSS. He's saying Jay Sekulow from, of course, the ACLJ. He's saying that Jay Sekulow said Trump's counsel did seek a jury trial, but the judge denied it on a clerical error even after it was corrected. The fix is in before the trial started. So we appreciate
it. Really not a clerical error. They did request a jury trial, but this was what is known as a consumer protection statute under 63-12. And in that case, you cannot have a jury trial. It is a bench trial.
Yes.
They could have gone and, you know, litigated that.
Right.
But it wouldn't have changed anything, you know, given New York and who they would put on the jury. But nonetheless, because it was a consumer protection case, it is a bench trial.
Well, now, Bill also had a great message earlier as well that he sent in earlier. And he said basically there was no victim in this, essentially.
Correct.
And believes it'll be overturned on appeal. Now, that's going to be quite a process, but what about the Supreme Court?
Yeah, because you have to put up the money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have to put up the money.
Yeah, you have to put up the money. Who's going to loan $350 million?
Right, right off the bat. And it's got to be paid very, very soon. So that
you put it in escrow.
Mm-hmm. Well, but even so, to go through the appeals process, it just seems to me this is so exorbitant. And what you mentioned when we were talking earlier about the actual judgment in the East Palestine issue.
Yeah, Norfolk Southern.
Yeah, so we're talking $350 million roundabout. And the same thing for Donald Trump. Just seems where there demonstrably is no victim. And I agree with you. Letitia James and her, what I just called a campaign speech, and I just think that she really believes that this is going to launch her into the stratosphere.
Well, yeah, you know, these judges and DAs, you remember these DAs, so many of them across the United States were bought and paid for by George Soros. So, including little Miss Fannie Willis.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that whole thing, you know, and a lot of times, you know, we've got a lot of new listeners on the weekend as well. You know, the Fannie Willis testimony, it's interesting to me, Denise, because some people out there, some commentators are saying, you know, she was doing such a great job. She was talking to her constituency, which I think Letitia James was kind of doing the same thing. But really, I mean, is she supposed to talk to her constituency or answer the questions in this legal proceeding? I mean,
have any constituency.
Yeah.
A judge doesn't have a DA shouldn't have a constituency.
Yeah, but from their perspective, it's like she's out there fighting the good fight against Donald Trump, and this is all being, you know, brought about, you know, and as she said, I'm not on Trump.
Let me put things in perspective here.
Yeah.
Her father was on the stand yesterday in place of her, okay?
Right.
Anybody that looked at her father? Her father is one of the founders of the Black Panthers.
Right, yes.
I rest my case.
Yeah, so that's right. But it just seems to me that, you know, if you or I were to get on the stand and be that argumentative to a lawyer, the judge would just, you know, I don't want to say clap us in irons, but you would be admonished greatly and maybe even held in contempt of court if you constantly
did what she was doing.
Well, and the other thing is, not to be really petty, but I can be petulant from time to time. But she had her dress on backwards. Anybody notice that?
Really? Okay. No, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. The dress. And they asked her a question, what continents have you been on? She didn't know where Belize was, so she didn't know what continent it was. If you're leaving a country, of which you would necessarily have to have a passport, she didn't know where she was going? Just going to Belize? She didn't have a clue where it was?
Well, what I thought, too, is that every little question, like, for example, okay, did your security detail take you to your house? Well, my house, I can't be there because blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, where you lay your head? I mean, that should solve the kind of question I'm asking you. You know, where are you residing? Where are you going after work, where you go to sleep and get ready to come back to work next day? You know, but every single thing was argued to the nth degree by her, and I thought that was, number one, was unprofessional. She knew exactly what she was being asked.
Well, and they all do. And, you know, that is the culture of so many, in so many of these cities across the country. But, you know, the Fulton County government has operated that way going back to the times when I lived there in Max Cleland. I mean, that's just the way it's been. So, anyway.
Well, now, at some point, they're going to get removed from this case, don't you think? Or, you know, normally, under this circumstance, don't you think the professional thing to do would be to recuse yourself off of this? I mean, this is, it's not going to get better.
All comes down to the judge. Or I think that Governor Kemp has some authority on this one, too, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know in the state of Florida, DeSantis has removed two DAs. And that was supposed to be some kind of a scandal, but, you know, the DA out of Hillsborough County, which is Tampa, you know, was another Soros DA, and he wasn't charging people that needed to be charged. So I think Kemp has that same authority. So where's the burden on him?
Very, very good question. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to head out to the break here in just a little bit, Denise. Of course, when we come back, we got much more with Denise Simon. We got the telephone lines open, 949-822-7959, if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon. But yes, it has been quite a week, and I got to tell you, Denise, I don't know. I mean, why would someone want to wear their dress backwards? Is that a fashion hack? Or I just don't.
Kid, I didn't know any better.
Yeah, I didn't know where to start.
It was in Belize. You bought it in Belize. I don't know.
Big question. All right, Denise, stay right there, folks. You stay right there, please, because we are going to come right back. I promise. We've got a lot more to talk about as this weekend edition rolls on. Kyle Warren with you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yeah. USA News update. A verdict has been handed down in the civil fraud trial involving former President Trump in New York State. The ruling says Trump must pay in excess of $350 million, and it imposes a three-year ban on his business activities within New York State. President Biden blames the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny on Vladimir Putin.
Make no mistake. Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible.
Biden commended Navalny's courage in confronting corruption and violence within Putin's government. Two juveniles have been charged in relation to the shooting during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade, which resulted in one death and 22 injuries earlier this week. Authorities say the juveniles are currently detained at a juvenile detention facility. They are facing a number of charges related to firearms and resisting arrest. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So Joe Manchin has said he's not running for president. And, well, neither am I, by the way. I don't know, but maybe a cabinet position sounds kind of fun. But welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We have a lot more to talk about as we continue through this weekend edition of the show. Wherever you're listening from and whenever you're listening this weekend, if you're hearing the program on a replay, feel free. Go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. You can send us a direct message. We've got a lot of great direct messages this morning already. We've heard from Bill, and we've also heard from Driver Ron out there in the Denver area. We've also heard from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. So, and we've got a lot of great calls as well. And we've got the one, the only, the great Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Aw, thank you. Good morning.
Well, my pleasure. Well, you know, I'll tell you, there are so many things happening this week. And it seems like everything continues to, like, come one after the other, like in intensity, in the sense that we're getting so many big stories that continue to hit so hard. One of the things too that Bill had pointed out in his message, mentioned the idea of prosecutorial misconduct. Do you think that there's a ghost of a chance that any of that would actually come up? You know, and under normal circumstances, you think it might, but here, this is not normal circumstances.
Well, I don't know what misconduct, does that equate to discretion? I mean,
right. Well, or the idea that I campaigned on getting Trump, and I'm going to go in there every day and sue him and blah, 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 and then I'm going to go home, so with Sister James.
Yeah.
You know, so it just seems like, you know, why telegraph that? I mean, you know, it just seems like you wouldn't do that if you really wanted to maintain.
Well, Fannie Willis did the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, and then it comes down to these judges and or juries. I mean, let's not forget how some of these jurors are chosen or not chosen. And look at Alvin Bragg. You know, he doesn't charge anybody until there's public outcry. So, right. I mean, you know, it's we hear all this stuff about defunding police. Well, it's kind of like the police can arrest people and charge them, and these people are out of jail faster than the paperwork was completed.
Oh, sure.
So we don't have law and order at home, but we don't have law and order on a global stage either. Remember, Obama put out a red line if Assad uses chemical weapons. Well, he did.
I remember the red line with Obama. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, where's the International Criminal Court on Vladimir Putin? You know, there's an arrest warrant out for the guy. But he's still traveling. So much for that, right?
Oh, sure.
You know, and the Houthis, and what Iran is doing, and we issue these sanctions, but we don't adhere to the sanctions. I mean, so there's no law and order with these sanctions. So, I mean, we are in a global crisis here for any kind of order.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any.
And is it any wonder, then, that somebody like Vladimir Putin would much prefer Joe Biden to be president, you know,
over, or Hillary.
Or Hillary, for that matter. Right.
Yeah, now we're finding out that whole thing, because of Michael Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi and the work that they're doing, finding out that, you know, the whole Russiagate thing was a bigger lie than we ever knew, because Russia didn't want, you know, they kept saying they were supporting Trump. Well, we're finding out that was false, too. From who? John Brennan.
Right.
And Gina Haspel.
And this narrative, even back then, you know, I guess kind of oversimplifying, I guess, in my own mind here, but, you know, shouldn't Hillary have just easily beaten Donald Trump? I mean, she was all that in a bag of chips, right? It was a joke that Donald Trump was running for president. That was kind of the narrative. But they really had to go to this extreme. That tells me a lot that they are absolutely terrified of what this means, because they're not trying to protect our democracy. They're afraid of getting either exposed or deposed, that kind of thing.
This most recent thing where we have these, you know, testimony of Biden for 2 days over the documents thing, okay, and that he actually provided information to his ghostwriter, and his ghostwriter recorded all of this stuff, and then as soon as this whole thing kind of came down, what happened? Well, the ghostwriter destroyed the evidence.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's obstruction. Was he charged? No. Let's go back to Hillary. You know, when she was, you know, using bleach, when she had, you know, these people that use bleach bits to get stuff off of her electronic devices and her emails and destroying cell phones. Well, that's obstruction. That's destroying evidence. Was she charged? No.
Right. Exactly right.
I mean, we're in a pattern here, ladies and gentlemen, and what are we doing? You know, nothing.
Yeah. No kidding.
We're out here like a bunch of slugs just, you know, eating the stuff that they're delivering to us without a lot of pushback. You know, we're hoping, you know, some other institutions here will fight for us when, you know, we're not standing on ceremony here and standing shoulder to shoulder with these people like we need to be.
Well, you know what? I think, Denise, we got Eric giving us a call back again this morning. I think he's got a question or a comment for you. Good morning, Eric. You're on with Denise.
Hey, thanks for getting it, Kyle. Good morning, ma'am. Hey, you get me all fired up this early. I'm going to start, PTing early. Hey, again, there's multiple topics. This can go like a million different directions, in my opinion. This is my opinion, and it might just be an open-ended question towards the end. My opinion is, with all this stuff that's going on, and I'll just call it Bravo Sierra, to be polite, from our U.S. foreign policy positioning and stance and posturing, I'm of the opinion that this is all being done on purpose.
Sure it is.
Purposefully being done for a controlled demolition of, for lack of a better word, the old world order, so to speak. You got BRICS plus six now. Egypt is building a wall. Egypt's basically dumping the dollar. They dumped the dollar. Okay, Saudi Arabia is getting ready to dump the petrodollar. It's getting ready where our financial power, if you will, that's a form of foreign policy. That's being diminished. Egypt's, I forget what their dollar is called, but it's basically went from 75-1 to the U.S. dollar, now down to 50-1. They're dumping it. They're unloading it, and they're going to convert it to yen or whatever, rubles or whatever best bang for the buck, so to speak.
Yes, and so where's the International Monetary Fund? Where's the United Nations? I mean, the 100%. United Nations, you've got all these UNRWA employees that were virtually part of the attack on Israel on October the 7th. So where's law and order? I mean, being destroyed.
Yes, ma'am, and as far I agree with that, and as far as I think the UN is ancillary participation going on here, because they're the ones dictating, and they're dictating, and people are following the UN High Commission on Refugee and Migration Resettlement. Running whatever's going in Europe, and they're running what's coming up across our southern border. That's a form of, this is my opinion now, people can call me conspiracy, whatever, that's a form of warfare. When you're flooding
another
country.
It's not a conspiracy. It is a form of warfare.
It's like we're under siege. It's siege warfare going on, essentially. Now you got Europe. They're what are they doing? They're moving forward with one to cut emissions 55% within the next 6 years in Europe. What does that mean? They're getting away with anything, quote unquote, fossil fuel based, because they want to go to a more sustainable, yada yada, green energy package going on. So I think, again, I'll summarize this. This is planned, in my opinion. And what is one continent that no one's talking about? Africa. What's Africa loaded with? Bazillions of dollars, gajillions of dollars of natural resources. And who's over there?
Rare earth minerals. China.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, China and Russia. So, and here we are. We got, Mr. Magoo. And I think everyone should be praying for his safety and President Trump's safety, because right now anything can happen. But anyway, thanks for letting me vent. Taking my call once again. Y'all have a good morning.
Thanks, Eric.
So based on what he just said, no wonder Joe Manchin's not running for president. Yeah. Who would want it?
No
Especially
kidding.
Michelle. Nobody.
No kidding.
He's an idiot.
Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. It's been a great program this morning. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Take care.
All right. Yeah. Thanks.
Denise Simon, everybody. And thanks to Eric. What a great call. We appreciate that so much. Folks, we appreciate you. We're glad that you're there. We're coming right back for the final segment of the program for the weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. Ow!
All right, we are absolutely racing through the weekend edition this morning. And this is just a great bumper track, don't you think? James Brown, everybody. You know what? We've just, as I said, we've been just flying through this weekend edition. We've got a lot of great calls, a lot of great messages, and a lot of great discussion this morning. One of the things that, again, you know, we look around and we see, you know, this particular judgment against Donald Trump. Obviously, they're going to go into appeal. That's going to be a process. There's no doubt about that. But we see these kinds of things happening. We get kind of a behind-the-scenes look at, you know, Fannie Willis and Mr. Wade and this whole circumstance and what was going on, you know, behind the scenes, really, of the Trump prosecution there. We just get these pictures being painted. That doesn't seem to ring true, my friends, that this is somehow just the normal course of events of the judicial system, looking to make sure the public's protected, things like that. Nobody is buying this unless you're in a very, I think, small and I think shrinking number
of hardcore believers in that sense. And I really do think. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. As we said, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you as we race through this final segment for the weekend edition. And then, of course, we take a night off, and we're coming back on early Monday morning, bright and early. And you can always head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Whenever you're hearing this broadcast over the weekend, you can always head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Send us a direct message if you have a question or comment. If you have a question for Denise or our other regular contributors, you can always, always send those in, and we'll be happy to pass those along. But once again, folks, what we've been witnessing this last week has just really been, I almost want to say, unprecedented. Certainly this fine that Donald Trump, that the judge in New York has levied against Donald Trump, is certainly unprecedented. And it just seems, again, you know, if they really, really, really wanted to at least maintain the illusion that this was somehow legitimate in terms of, like, as I said, normal course of the machinations of the judicial system, they wouldn't be this over the top. Letitia James would not have come out and given the kind of speech that she did. This sort of, you know, rousing, overly dramatic description and dissertation about how evil, you know, Donald Trump and his family is, evidently, and the powerful breaking the law, and they're taking more than, see, and also because there's a phraseology in there. She says, when the powerful break the law, and get this, take more than their fair share, there are fewer resources available for working people, small businesses, and families. And everyday Americans cannot lie to a bank about how much money they have to get a loan. Well, guess what? They weren't lying to the bank. Again, you know, Kevin O'Leary, otherwise known as Mr. Wonderful, and we heard a clip from him in the hour number one. I think that it's... I think it's very appropriate to listen in here briefly again to Kevin O'Leary. And this was a few weeks ago. He was speaking on CNN regarding the facts of this case and what it was all about. And because, again, this is all about fraud. Donald Trump defrauded everybody, and they inflated the value of their properties and this kind of thing, and they lied to the bank. And Letitia James said, you know, the ordinary people just can't go lie to the bank. Well, the bank is going to check it out. Have you ever gotten a home loan or a refinance? What do? They come out and typically they send an appraiser. They have somebody come out, and they come to the property, and they look around the property, and they try to determine, you know, the loan you're asking for, does this property support that? I mean, and that's just the very, you know, basic of due diligence on the part of the lending institution. You can't go to the bank and just say, hey, you know, give me a loan on my house. They go, okay, here you go, you know, sign up. It only took 15 seconds. You know, that's really not the way that it works in the real world. But let's listen here briefly to Kevin O'Leary as he describes, again, which I think is the crux of the matter here. Let's listen in.
I mean, look, some people look at all this and they say, is this what happens in business, what Trump has said he's done or is accused of being done? You've been doing real estate for decades. Does this case strike you as odd?
Well, let's leave out Trump for a minute, and let's leave out politics, and just talk about what happens in real estate development anywhere. So if you're a developer and you've got a building on a block anywhere in America, and it's worth, let's say, $500 million, and you want to build a building right beside it, you go to the bank and say, this building is worth $500 million. I'd like to borrow a construction finance loan against this asset, and I want you to tell me it's worth $500 million too. And the bank negotiates with you and says, well, no, we think it's worth $400 million. And you fight it out. You're always trying to show your assets in the brightest light with the sunshine you could possibly determine for them. You want them to be worth the very most, because you're only going to get a 40 or 50% loan to value, as it's called. Then you borrow that money, in the case of a $500 million asset, maybe you get $250 million, and you build a new building with a construction finance loan. And so that's what this case is all about. And by the way, forget about Trump. Every single real estate developer everywhere on earth does this. They always talk about their asset being worth a lot, and the bank says no. And that's just the way it is. So in this case, what I'm trying to figure out, and I'm not pro or con, or I don't care about the politics, who lost money? Nobody. The bank got paid back the construction finance loan, and a new building was built. And if you're going to sue this case and win, you got to sue every real estate developer everywhere. This is all they do. This is what they do all day long, every day. So I don't think this thing will ever survive appeal, regardless of what the fine is. This doesn't even make sense. Now, look, I know Trump's got a lot of problems in other indictments and everything else, but this, if you're a real estate developer, you're watching this, you're saying, what is this? This is ridiculous.
So there's Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary. You know him, of course, from Shark Tank, and he seems to have, you know, just such an amazing business mind. And, you know, he's very experienced in this. And I think what he said really hits it on the head, folks. You know, you'd have to sue every single real estate developer. By the way, that doesn't mean that every single real estate developer is somehow committing fraud. That the only reason they're not doing this is because they didn't have the resources to go sue every real estate developer ever in the history of the universe. What he's talking about is the idea that this is the way that business is done. It's not illegal. It's not something else that, you know, because, again, all the parties involved have their obligation to do due diligence. They have to be able to square it away, as just as he was describing. So what Letitia James and this judge in New York, of course, evidently what they brought upon us now is that they can just make it all stick. And it reminds me, back in the day, Soviet Union, right? The idea of show me the man and I'll show you the crime. You know, I'll denounce someone. Back in the old days of the Soviet Union, and even probably nowadays under Putin, I'm sure. But conceptually, the idea of just being able to denounce people and then, no pun intended, trumping up charges. Getting a kangaroo court thing going. Making it all up and making it look like, okay, he's really bad. And then going out there and pretty much trying to act like Robin Hood. You know, we're taking from the rich now. They haven't paid their fair share. And that's another talking point, as I mentioned earlier. That just puts it right into the realm of politics. Pay their fair share. That's a rallying point for the far left as they try to create this narrative. Well, folks, we're going to be back at it, of course, bright and early on Monday morning. We'll talk about any new developments, of course. But it has been a week, hasn't it? It really has been. And with all these things happening and the Fannie Willis testimony, I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. But I'll tell you what, folks, I hope that you have a great weekend, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And thank you for listening. Thanks to all the people who sent in direct messages. Thanks to the callers. Thanks to all the stations. We appreciate you having us on there. And folks, have a great weekend. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there. We'll see you once again Monday morning, bright and early. See you soon.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.